Toyohiko Gagawa was acutely aware in his life of the need for human beings to make significant connections with one another. And he was particularly wary of being too distant. So he went not only to help the poor from a distance, but to live among them. He, in all the things that he did in his life, whether it was organizing unions or working for democracy and integrating democracy in Japanese tradition, defending the poor, even being a pacifist, making the radical step of apologizing to the Chinese for the Japanese, and having the Japanese arrest him for doing that. In all of those instances, what he was trying to do was connect significantly with these other people. Because he understood that the gospel was lived heart to heart, he understood that there was some kind of significant connection that had to happen. Hence his wariness of understandings of salvation that had to do with things like paying debts for sin, which can be a very distant thing, a very abstract thing. And he said, no, it's like real love. Salvation is like real love, where you are so in love with your beloved that you can't help but share yourself with that person. And that person can't help but share his or herself with you. And that is, he said, salvation. That God is so in love with us that God can't help but share God's self with us. And we can choose to share ourself with God. And that interaction then becomes the creative crucible whereby we are made even better, more fully, more completely who we are in God. And that includes the forgiveness of sin. And it all has to do with his sense of, his very lively sense of there not being distance. That you have to connect significantly with people to share the kind of love that transforms. So when I think about Kagawa's work, and then I see that our lectionary has chosen this gospel today, I have to laugh and chuckle at how well it's chosen, because the dynamics of close and far, and emotionally close and emotionally far, are significant in this gospel. So there's distance in the sense that the troops have to come to Jesus. And they're led from their distance from Jesus by one of the 12 who is supposed to be close to Jesus. And then Judas, the one of the 12, who leads them from being far from Jesus to being hostilely close to Jesus, wants to give him a kiss. And so it is an act that's supposed to be an act of closeness and intimacy, but it's an act of betrayal, which is definitely the opposite of closeness and intimacy. So that these close and far away dynamics play themselves out throughout the text. And so Jesus' disciples, they want to hack away. They're upset. They're threatened. And they want to hack away, which is an act of distance making. I'm going to make you, my enemy, far away from me by killing you. Right? So they want to make distance. They want to hack off the ear. But Jesus says, no, that's not what, it's not about hacking out a domain of control. That's not his message. And he touches the ear, which is an act of closeness, and restores it. So that dynamic, again, there's that dynamic of what is the real closeness and what is, whether it's close or not, really distance. You get caught up in that dynamic in this text, right? And so it's the perfect gospel for thinking about the thought and the work of Toyohiko Kagawa, who was very interested in the kind of closeness that makes for the transformations that God would have us help each other make. And the gospel text that we hear, it finishes with that marvelous comment by Jesus about, so you've come out with clubs and swords to arrest me. You know, you're acting like you're overcoming a great distance to seize me. And you're defending yourself from me with clubs and swords. And yet, I was close to you. I was in the temple teaching. I was opening my heart and my teaching to you. So he's highlighting the irony of this oppressive closeness with clubs and swords that really is distance. And he's highlighting the fact that he was working to be close to them when he was teaching in the temple. So the whole gospel text can be read as this further explanation of this dynamic of transformational closeness versus hostile distance. And how those things are not geographic. Right? You read, like the Thursday morning group read last week, the letter from Claire of Assisi to a letter from Claire of Assisi to Agnes of Prague. Okay, Italy, Assisi, Italy, Prague. That's a long distance. And yet that letter indicated a transformational closeness between them. Right? The crowds ready to arrest Jesus, Judas ready to give him a kiss, geographically close, but hostily distant. So the text invites us to explore that, and it's the perfect gospel for remembering Kagawa. Because he was understanding that. He was trying to live that. He was trying to figure it out. And he calls us, like that gospel does, to ask ourselves about when we can be transformationally close to someone and where we feel like we need to be hostile and guarded and distant. Because only one of those two is going to create the possibility of transformation.